This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The company 3M, which makes everything from scotch tape to post-it notes, says it is still interested in acquiring Avery Dennison Corporation, which makes labeling and packaging materials. Yesterday, the Justice Department said the deal had been dropped because of the government's concerns that a combined company would hurt competition in the market for labels and sticky notes. Ghansham Panjabi is an analyst who follows the industry for Robert Baird & Company, and he is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So how much competition is there in this market?
Well, you know, it actually seems to be a very competitive market. Avery has long dominated the mailing label side of it. And over time, so call it over the last 15 to 20 years, this particular niche has been sort of penetrated by private label products, the Staples, Office Max, Office Depot equivalents. And so it is actually quite a competitive product. And then, of course, 3M came in. It lowered the price points for you and I as consumers just because there's more competition. And so ultimately, you and I paid less as consumers for these products. And I think that's the sticking point that the DOJ has.
So does the Justice Department have a point here then when they say that there are antitrust issues if these two companies get together?
Well, you know, that's interesting because it really depends on how finely you define the market. In this particular case, the Justice Department has taken a very narrow definition. So if you read their press release from last night when they said that 3M had abandoned the deal, which ultimately was rebutted by the companies, they said that on a pro forma basis, which means the two companies combined would have roughly 80% of that market. But of course, private label is also a big player in that. And again, it depends on how specifically you define this particular category.
Do you find it odd that the Justice Department is wading into this very, it seems like, niche market? I mean, how much could you possibly gouge consumers if you controlled the market for post-it notes and labels?
Yeah, well, you know, it is surprising. It's not unusual for this sector. And, you know, the Avery / 3M product lines are very, very small as a function of the total square footage of the stores. So it is a little bit unusual that they would take such a hard line against this transaction. But again, I guess it's not fully done yet. And you know, both companies intend to proceed.
Ghansham Panjabi is an analyst with Robert Baird & Company. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jeremy.